Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Three, two, one. And action.
Rolling. We are live.
Wake Good morning, America. We are
wake up, San Francisco.
Back and ready to go, baby. I don't have an intro. Honestly, don't.
Well, to start off, Matt is out of town and Hedaya happens to be in town.
Yeah.
So we have Hedaya filling in today. So
that happened kind of perfectly.
Yeah.
So you are Matt's replacement for this episode. Everybody, welcome Hedaya Hijazi. Woo! And if you guys didn't catch the drift, her last name Hijazi, that means she's my sister. For the people that don't know who she is, she's been on our show for maybe sixth time. She is our most, what do you call frequent? It when someone's been here a lot?
Requested frequent.
No, yeah. Our most frequent guest of Unfiltered.
Frequent?
You gotta speak from your... From diaphragm.
Well, I can't. You're so loud.
Oh, okay. All right. You're right.
Hedaya is joining us today, fresh from the unemployment line.
Yes, yes
sir. So
very excited to have her.
I gotta take any job I can at this point.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? That you're doing this for free. So that's awesome. Your first day. All right. So let's roll the intro and let's get started, baby. I'd have nothing in this, but I'll follow it up later.
It's coming time, baby. Woo!
What's the unemployment? No money, right? No money?
No money.
Yeah. Nice. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Hedaya.
Woohoo! And welcome back to Unfiltered, baby.
So how long are we in town till?
Next Tuesday, so like a week.
Okay. Yes.
She needed a little getaway. And right.
A little breather.
She just lost her job. At that restaurant, which makes no sense because they loved you there.
I was literally there for like 4 months. So no, I just hit my 90-day mark the day before they fired me.
Oh, so okay. So the thing is that at that point they would have let you go or right? They
no, had to make the thing is anyways. Because after like my class program finished, I was supposed to
Jordan. What happened? You know these mics catch everything in this room.
What is it? Say what it is.
Candy?
Say what it is.
It's old candy wrappers from a long time ago, and I was just cleaning them off.
And when you think it's happening just for a second, it's six. It's fine. It's funny. It's honestly, it gives us juice. It gives us...
Yeah, but don't do it again. It's really funny, but don't do it ever again.
Yeah, after my hours for the program finished, they were supposed to like either hire me or like let me go. Like they decided like if they wanted to keep me. And then we had the conversation because that was in mid-February. Like okay. So like I was there till like April, so they fired me.
Oh, they dragged you out to the last...
Yeah, yeah, like
they say for what?
It was okay, so like the last 2 weeks I was there, I got sick because one of my roommates got sick and then got all of us sick right after. And then because we were all sick, no one was getting better. Like it just kept getting worse. Right. Like my cough, I was lightheaded, like I was getting really dizzy when I was at work.
And mind you, Hedaya lives with four other girls and it's a pretty small apartment. Yeah. So like they're all touching
you're
everything.
Coughing on top of
yeah, you're, yeah, you're gonna get it. Like there's no like quarantining someone, like she's right. Like she's just gonna give it to everyone. But we all got sick and then I just kept getting worse. And like, I would go into work and they would send me home and be like, you don't look good. And I would call off. And like, I had one of the sous chefs, she was like texting me like, oh, you need to stay home, like rest, like, because I was working Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I remember that last week I was there. I left Sunday early and I worked Saturday the full day and I left Sunday early. And on that night, she was like, yeah, you should probably rest. You looked really bad today. Like, don't push yourself. And I was like, I know, I just feel bad. Cause like last week I had to take off cause I was sick. So I just feel bad. And like a month prior, HR had like talked to me. Like they like cornered me on my break and like had a whole conversation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No. Yeah. Cause I got sick before that too. And the thing is, I haven't gotten sick in a while, but since living in this apartment, one of the girls keeps getting sick and getting all of us sick. So I've gotten sick more these last few months than
And they knew that because you showed up anyway. Yeah, and like, they sent you home.
Right. Like, I'm not like...
Most people wouldn't even show up to work. So the fact that you showed up and it's like...
And they saw you were sick and they sent you home.
But he had cornered me and he was like, we've noticed you're taking a lot of days off. Like, what's going on? And I explained, like, one of the days off was a mental day. Like, I woke up for my shift at like 6 a.m. and I broke down crying and I was like, I can't go in. It was the week like I got like a really bad burn on my wrist. It was the bottom of the pot.
My gosh.
Like I was like dumping something into a mixer, like a big Rondo pot, and my hand pressed the bottom and like it stuck for a second. So like my skin immediately like peeled.
How long ago was that? That
looks insane.
This was February, March.
Wow.
Oh, this isn't going to go away for a while.
Now you really tell them what happened. She took the straightener and she was like, I want to feel something.
Make me feel alive.
I was like, maybe I can get called out of work.
She saw me burn my arm with a cigarette that one night. She saw that and she was like, I want to take after Zane.
No, because literally they were just like, and when I told him that, I was like, this just took a lot out because it was in the beginning of my work week. So like it like messed with me the rest of it. Because anytime I would touch anything, it would just like graze my skin. And it would hurt really bad.
Yeah.
So I told him that and he was like, well, you know, jobs are like really important. Like we fired people for this and like basically kind of like threatening me very lightly. Like if you want to stay here, like don't call out again. So when one of the sous chefs was telling me like to take off and like rest, she was like making jokes with me. She was like, yeah, it's like she was telling me like remedies to do at home. She's like, yeah, it's a brown people thing. Me thinking that she's like messy, like she likes me, like okay, she's watching out for me. It's fine. She tells me to take. She's like, you should take the next 2 days off. And I was like, I feel bad.
She's trying to take your position.
She's the sous chef. She has nothing to gain from doing this. But it's like
maybe she didn't like know what was going on.
I don't know. She knew, but like I don't think she did it like intentionally, like trying to get me fired. But like it didn't help because I'm over here thinking like, oh, they're telling me to
they got your
home.
Back.
Like they're fine. It's fine. It's gonna be fine. And literally on like Wednesdays and Thursday, Friday are my days off. So on Wednesday, I was out with Brie in the city, and we were actually at when you came to visit.
Uh-huh.
We went to that gallery right by the Korean hot dogs. We were there. Literally, we went to that same gallery. We went to get the K-Dogs. And in that gallery, I got the text coming up those stairs. And I looked at my email. And I literally looked at it. And I walked out. I was about to pass out. I was like, I'm literally going to pass out right now.
Oh, and you're prone to passing out. Yeah.
Literally getting overwhelmed. I was like, I'm getting overwhelmed. So like, I told Brie, because the whole email was so long. It was like, we saw that you were out posting on a day that, and I had just started doing Snapchat, like posting more. And like, I was trying to post even when I was sick. So it was just old pictures I had.
Seemed to be looking okay. And like, sick to me.
I saw that you were out at dinner with friends, like having fun.
Oh my gosh.
And I was just like, and I sent him a whole email back and I was like, I wasn't, but okay. Like,
oh, so they're jealous.
Like, and I remember like, the chef, when I texted the chef, because she was like, yeah, you can come pick up your things. And I was like,
damn, like, you can come pick up your things.
Right. Oh, you think
it's like a breakup.
Yeah, it's just like the worst thing to hear. I mean, come pick up your
things. The thing is, like, that's not even bad for me, I guess. But like, there was another employee who's been there over a year and he like went and put his 2 weeks notice in and they said, no, pick up your stuff tomorrow. Like that's someone who's been
it's
with
crazy
you
how employers don't give the same respect as what they expect from like their employees to do. Like you always have to give a 2 week break before you quit. But like, why do employers always think it's okay to like
just cut
no?
You
but
off.
Loki, I feel like that'd be something that Zane would do. Like what? Somebody that like works for you, they give you a 2 week. You're like, no, if you want to quit, then just quit now. Like don't like. I feel like you'd be like,
wait, not, you mean like
not in like a nasty
way. Yeah.
Oh,
but like, oh, what's the point? Just go now.
If, I mean, yeah. If you want to quit, you could just quit then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If somebody somebody told me that, I'd be like, so you want to quit in 12 days? I just like, if you don't want to be here that bad,
I mean, and you're not, and you're not gonna like work really hard.
Yeah, you're gonna be like,
you might as well just like,
because the 2 weeks is to give the employer time to find
a replacement.
I do hate the fact that like if you do that, then they make you train the new person.
Oh yeah,
I'd be like,
that
no.
is crazy that they do that.
That person just talks the most trash the whole time they're training.
Oh yeah.
Like the whole time.
Like, hey, you do not here? You do not want to work here, but if you do, you have to cut it like
this. Or they're literally going to fire
That's
you.
Why is it so nasty?
No, because I made friends with one of the employees who was on like the savory side of it, and he would just
are those the clicks like sweet savory?
The thing is, pastry doesn't like, so like none of the savory chefs can tell the pastry chefs really anything. Like you can't really like, they're not my boss. So like,
oh,
I can listen to them if I wanted to, but I could really be like, no, you're not my boss. Like, I don't work with you on your team.
Yeah.
Like,
why did I got fired? She's not a team worker.
No, no.
Well, I don't want it.
Well, because I'm team savory, so I don't take orders from team sweet.
But throughout your time there, how was it before you, obviously?
Were you like kind of like relieved?
I was. It was really like, I was working 5 days. That's what everyone does. It's 5 days and then 2 days off in a row. But I had to drop down to 4 days because like I had never worked in a restaurant before, let alone like a Michelin star. Like it's like the stakes are higher, the things are higher. Like it was just overwhelming a little bit. And then I wasn't so much relieved. Like I was going to stay. I was going to stick it out at least 8 months to the year mark. Like I wanted to have that on my resume. Like and I did want to stick it out to like getting a new lease, like showing that I have a job and I'm working somewhere. Like I know all that helps. So like I wanted to keep it, but they were just like, They're pretty mean. Like they're mean people. They're like one of my ex-employees, he was telling me, he was like, they're the worst chefs from the best restaurant. They're all the worst chefs from like the best. They've worked at great places, but they're the worst of them.
Gotcha.
Wow.
So that they're really nasty. Like they're, and especially the person I was like friends with, they treated him so awful. Like he would literally do everything, finish everything before family meal, which was at 12 o'clock. Like he would come in at like 9:30 and finish everything on his list before 12:30. And they would yell at him like, cause after lunch, like they make the next family meal for like PM.
Okay.
He would like go slower and try to make it better. Cause he finished his list. Like now all he has to do is family.
Right. Yeah.
You try to make it really nice.
He's and an like, overachiever.
Go faster. Why are you going so slow? And he's like, my list is done. Like I'm just trying to make family nice.
He's ahead of it.
And they're like, go faster. Like one time said it was snowing. He's like, oh my God, it's snowing. Like, I hope we have to close. Like, I hope we get to close. And like one of the chefs yelled at him for 15 minutes. Just like, why would you say that? Now you're going to move so slow. You really want us to close? Like, what's wrong with you? Why would you say that? Just like yelling at this poor boy. That like,
just miserable.
Treating him like shit. And it's just like, they treat everyone like shit. Like they don't care.
I guess
that
there's like, a certain expect. There's a certain standard you have to hold in order to have like to have a good restaurant because everybody needs to be on top of their shit. But there's a way you do it.
There's
you
don't tea be going like tough love. Yeah. There's drama. Like, I feel like
everybody in the back cooking is just like telling secrets. You know what I mean?
No, because like he would tell me like stories like that was happening before I got there, like affairs between like one of the chefs. Like okay, so there's two guys that are like pretty up there, like sous chefs.
You're gonna put them on blast.
I don't think I've ever mentioned where I was working.
No, you didn't. But I would.
No, I'm not going to. That's why I'm saying like, I can talk about it because I don't think I ever did.
I'd be like, go right ahead.
But yeah, you've never said it.
I don't want
knows.
You. Yeah, I don't want you to
people,
say it.
People look up your LinkedIn.
No, I'm not going like, to say where I was working. But now I can say the tea because no one knows where I was working.
Okay, all right.
So I was making sure. I don't think I mentioned it.
You know what?
I don't know any of them, but I'm over here.
No, it was really
yo, I don't have to talk this podcast.
No,
because
I went home to Brie and I'm like, I know you guys don't know anyone I'm talking about, but I just think it's so funny. Because so there was two chefs and one of the chefs, he comes in at like 11 o'clock and does nothing. Like his job is to create things for the menu. He'll do one dish for like, he'll just like be sitting there just like cutting things, like not really doing anything, just talking. And I'm like, y'all don't do shit, bro. And what they cook is nasty.
No.
What? Family goes for family meal. The family meal that we get.
What's
at 12 o'clock,
wait, before you continue, family meal is when you make meals for the crew, like for people working.
So like the chefs are still making food for us to eat.
Got it.
At a certain point of the day.
You would think a restaurant like that, they'd be like cooking some nice shit for themselves at least.
The thing is, it comes out of our check.
No way.
$2.75 goes out of your check every day of your shift. Whoa, because you're getting family. Weird. So that's your check absurd. Is even lower.
Absurd.
We went to In-N-Out yesterday and I realized that they made more than I was making at In-N-Out.
Oh no, they pay a lot.
In-N-Out treats their workers really good. And you know what? It shows too in the service.
They're happy.
They are happy. They're all laughing. Dude, every time I go to In-N-Out, shout out to In-N-Out. You guys fucking treat your stuff.
Great service.
We get comments from people that work at In-N-Out. No, fuck In-N-Out.
Same with Dutch awful. Bros. They're partying in there.
Oh, Dutch Bros.
They just have a blast.
Dude, it's so important the way like you treat it. It's so important because even like if I was working at a restaurant, I wasn't getting paid like what I think I should. If I had fun at work every day, I'd be like, wow, you know what? If this 8-hour shift feels like a 3-hour shift,
right?
And I'd rather have this than, I mean, that's how it was when I worked.
As long as time goes by fast.
Exactly. Yeah. When I worked at the airport, I was working with all these older ladies, and time went by so quick. I was like I was the hot shot. I was like the little comedian of the older ladies, and it was really fun, and it just made time pass by. Yeah. And like, I think it's really important to have like a good environment around wherever you're working.
Time doesn't go by that fast. It's pretty slow. Nine hours feels like nine hours.
And your hours suck too.
No,
I feel
it's
9
hours. Yeah.
Because her hours were like before the fun even starts.
Yeah. Oh, so I was doing production, not the service. So like I was
food prep. Like,
yeah, so basically 8 a.m. to 5, and then like the p.m. shift came in at like 2:30, and then they're there till 12.
See, that's
so it's like you either get the morning or you get that shit night shift where you don't leave till 1 a.m.
Mm. Damn.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So one of the chefs was just dating this girl, and then one of the chefs was married. Like these two guys.
Okay.
So these are who the story's about.
I've heard enough already.
There was a Christmas party, and the chef who was married cheats on his wife with the chef's girlfriend.
No.
At the party where they're all
at. The party?
At the Christmas party where the whole work environment is. Like, dude, everyone's there.
Do work parties, that is the last place to do anything.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and they both know about it. Like, the guy knows that he did that to him, and they both still work together every day. They never talk to each other unless it's about the food. Like,
did anybody break up?
I don't know.
Imagine that's crazy.
Yeah. Imagine knowing, like, finding that type of stuff out, and every day you're working with this person, and you both have knives in your hands. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah.
Like, just the temptation of like sitting there chopping stuff and like looking over, knowing that. Ooh,
that means. Horrible thing to say. That means that husband and wife do not love each other. I mean, that is a crazy.
That's insane. That's
wild. And does like HR know about this?
They knew about my stuff, but they don't know about this.
They know about her Snapchat.
Yeah, they know about your Snapchat. So they don't know. That's insane.
But
oh,
no.
I would have tossed it in there. You toss that shit, toss that dumpster fire before leaving. No, the thing is,
they all know that. That's not even something to throw. The thing is, I feel like they all know about it. It's just quiet. Like, they all know that they're all using drugs and like coming in drunk. Like, that's what I was hearing.
You know, when someone's serious story, it's like, I don't want to talk shit about her, but she's a fucking
drug addict. And they do coke in the fridge. I'm pretty sure, because there's no reason two guys are going in there with nothing in their hand, coming out with nothing in their hand, but a smile on
he died. That's probably why they were so upset with you snapping inside the restaurant.
Because yeah, but like it literally was just me. No one else was ever on camera. Only time they probably was someone walking by when I was like filming ice
cream. Why are they snooping on your personal life?
Why do they care?
That's none of their business, especially these days. Everybody's on social media. You don't know when the hell someone's posting something.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. I don't know, honestly, why they care enough.
But while you were working there, you did amazing. They loved you. You're a good worker.
Yeah, I got my evaluation.
Except for the days that you took off because you were sick. We all know you. No, no. But no, outside of that, she was a great, great worker. And she told me that they always like praised her.
They did like me, but I don't know. It was just like, my biggest issue with them was like family meal because I couldn't eat anything, just anything that they made. Like they would also always make like protein things because like it's 9 hour shift.
Out of your check
like,
and you can't.
Yeah, like I'm paying for something I can't eat.
Wait, so what if you could you opt out of it? Like, oh, I don't want
you
family
can,
meal.
You can opt out of it, but then I would be responsible to having like bring food. And I was so bad at like prepping stuff for the next day to like bring in food for myself because I need to eat. Like it's 9 hours. So like some of the chefs would ask me occasionally, like, what do you want? Like I had one chef, like it was his first time in the morning shift while I was there. So he asked me like, I think I asked him like, he said he was making chicken Caesar salad. And I was like, are you putting the chicken on it? Cause then I can't eat it. Like that just takes it out of the equation for me.
He goes, what do you want? What do you want? A shish kebab?
No, he literally, like he was trying to ask me, he was like, oh no, yeah, that's totally fine. But like, what do you want me to make you? And I was like, I don't know what you guys have to make like on deck today. And he was like, I'll literally make you anything you want. Like, just tell me. And like, he keeps like asking me, I'm like, and the thing is, like, he's an asshole to everyone else. Like, I've been in the walk-in where he told my friend, he was literally just, he had told him something, and the guy was, like, standing there, like, processing and looking in the freezer for something he came in there for, and he goes, what are you looking at? I said, go. And I'm standing there, I'm like, literally, like, hunched over, like, at the eggs. I'm like.
It's like that movie Waiting.
Yeah.
No, it's like, just like that.
Was anybody, like.
I don't know. I was never there to service. Like, I don't know what they do.
Oh, my, dude, that is, like. If you're gonna do that, you gotta make sure
they can't do it. Like they can see into the kitchen, like the guests can see into the kitchen, so they couldn't even do that.
They would do that little drop. You know, there's always that heading. Yeah. You drop down to the lower under the glass.
You're grabbing a plate from the bottom.
With your evaluations, did you like pass everything? Did they like?
Oh yeah, like your work? My evaluations for school and everything came out like all really good. Like literally, the only thing I got off was because like the first time I got sick, they said like missed a day because sick. Like that was it.
Okay.
I feel like you've become a better chef coming out of there, or not really. You're still the same.
I think I got.
she didn't need them.
they didn't know because she was judging the face. You're a better chef.
You're a better the chef, though, chef. Right?
No, you didn't learn anything.
Right? It was a good school.
No, the school was good. School was good. I think the restaurant only taught me like how much like the restaurant industry does take out of you. Like I learned that aspect of it. But the thing is, it was all repetitive stuff. Like I was doing the same thing every other day.
Yeah.
And that same thing every other day. That, like, it was all
that same restaurant that had nothing to do with the class, right? The only thing that got you in there was because you took that
Zane's trying to justify the school.
I know. I'm just trying to.
No.
No, you got a job because of the school, right?
I feel like a parent.
No, the school.
Maybe. You have to do college.
No, the school was really good. I think I learned a lot from school.
Yeah, I know you enjoyed school.
Like, I wouldn't have had, like, it wouldn't have been easy at the restaurant if I didn't know anything from the school.
Right.
The school did teach me a lot.
That's good.
But, like, I needed the restaurant hours to graduate. So that's why we're connected.
And she'd be dead without the school.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So she's going to take what she's learned from school and start doing cooking Instagram reels.
You should.
I know. I'm just waiting until like we move into a next place.
Just because, make cooking TikToks.
My kitchen is like literally an inch and there's five people and it's just,
here's, here it is.
Spoons and forks and everything in the house.
How to cook in a small apartment.
And there really is always something for somebody.
Wait, do you ever watch those tiny cooking videos? Like the actual, like the stove is this big.
Yeah. Oh, I love those videos.
But like, it's also just like, I don't want to do anything in the house. Like, I'm just so fed up and I cannot wait to leave. Like, literally anytime in the house, I'm like, I can't wait to move away from
her. All her roommates watching
No,
this
no, I say it out loud in front of them.
Let's watch it.
We all want to move. No one wants to be here. No one wants to live with each other anymore.
Yeah.
It really ruined, like,
the environment you live in does affect your motivation.
Like, I'm even remembering our first apartment out here. I mean, it was nowhere.
Our dump.
Yeah. No, it was definitely almost the same size as their apartment in New York, our first apartment.
Yeah.
Right? I think so.
Well, I haven't seen hers.
Oh. He's like, right. You think so, right?
Did you see our first apartment in LA?
It wasn't a dump because of like the size. It was a dump because of the way it looked. It was.
And why
just
did
nasty.
It look the way it did?
Did
you show up and it looked that
no,
way?
No. Or? It was definitely clean. The thing is, there's carpet everywhere. So it's very hard to
there,
clean.
There
it's
wasn't
hard to
a
smoke
clean
inside
spot.
With carpet, right?
We didn't smoke inside. We smoked halfway inside and outside of the patio.
We sat
and then
indoors
and then we put
arm
it out
outside.
On the carpet.
No, we didn't. No, we never.
Did you get your deposit back?
We had to pay extra.
We didn't pay extra to get the fuck out of there.
Yes.
Horrible.
We had to pay to replace the carpet, paint the walls. Oh my God. It was a lot.
And I know they took that money and pocketed because all they had to do.
And you know what? There's nothing worse than like getting to the end of a lease and being like, damn, I can't afford this anymore. We got to find something cheaper. And then you finally get to move out. And then they go, you owe us. And we're like, I thought we were done paying them.
We had to move out of there because we couldn't afford that shit anymore. You had to find somewhere cheaper.
Now we got to go back to that building and buy the whole thing, the structure.
And rip it down.
But at least it was just two of you. Imagine like five. Four other, like five girls and four pets.
Is that two?
That's a lot of pets.
Bitch, we have.
Well, we have. We always had people there.
We have about four.
We woke up to people on the couch that we didn't even know.
Oh my, did we tell you that? No. We went out to a bar. We went out to a bar, right? And we went out for the night and then we came home and then went to sleep. And I was on my phone. I was just going through Vine because that's when we were posting Vines. I was tagged in a Vine. I clicked the Vine. Literally, the Vine is a shot of the ceiling, the kitchen, pretty much our apartment. I'm like, who just posted? This is our apartment. Who's here? And I walk outside. There's a random fucking kid on our couch.
And he's like,
I slept over
Zanini's house.
How did he get in?
And he posted the Vine inside, like, he was still in the house.
How did he get there?
No idea. I guess people came over the night before.
But like apparently
people didn't leave.
I think he used the trick like, oh, I'm friends with this guy, but like this guy wasn't with us by the end of the night. So like
did you ask him about the Vine?
No, we just let him leave.
You saw that posted live.
We just said, hey, you need to go. And he just left. No, that Vine's still there. That Vine is still there. I mean, the app is gone, but it's still in the world.
The cloud.
The cloud. The Vine cloud.
That's wow. Really funny.
But that was wild. That was our first taste of invasion.
Squatters.
Of our privacy being invaded. That might have been our first one. That was like, whoa.
That's ridiculous.
I wonder what the Kardashians feel like.
My first apartment when I moved to LA, I was on the floor. No kitchen, no living room. I was just—
Inside or outside?
It felt like outside because the house was under construction. So it was just a concrete floor with sawdust.
Oh. There's people working on the house.
So there's construction workers every day. So I was scared to sleep. I got no sleep.
Mariah only had to pay $75 a month.
No doors. No doors.
Your mom, how is it out there? It's amazing.
It's perfect.
It's Hollywood. It's amazing. Everything
I'm in the land of the stars, Ma.
Oh, she was in La La Land.
Something one day. Oh, Hidayah, tell them what happened on your flight.
Oh my God.
Come here.
Oh, can't just be smooth.
What happened?
It wasn't smooth. No, you want to know why?
Because I'm stupid. Okay.
Oh, it's you.
Because she never made it.
It's my fault. I pulled a Zane. This was the first time I've ever done anything Zane-like like this. Because,
and what does that mean?
No, because my flight was supposed to take off at 12. It was boarding at 11:15. I woke up at 10:50.
The reason why I think you woke up late, if you're going back to back like to mama and baba, if you're doing anything else, I feel like you would have been on it. But I have a feeling inside your head was like, I'm just going to see Zane. No big deal.
No,
like it's not a thing.
It's because I messed up my sleep schedule like the week before. So like I was up till like 4 a.m. the night before and I was like, I'll be fine. Like I'll just wake up to the alarm. Like it'll be fine. I'll sleep on the plane. Like it's 6 hours. Like it'll be fine. But I didn't wake up. And
that's okay. You've never done that before.
No,
when you looked at the time you got out of your bed, were you immediately crying?
No.
At what point did you start crying?
I did not start crying until, okay.
I'm surprised you didn't wake up immediately.
No, I didn't have time to cry. I'm a quick crier, but I'm also like, I'm going to put it off till I absolutely have to cry.
Okay.
Like, I need to push through. Like, I was like, I don't have time to cry right now. I need to get out and get an Uber. So I literally called an Uber. I brushed my teeth. Didn't even wash my face. I still had eye crusties in the Uber.
I wish I got to be a fly, like, just to watch her.
I was literally like, I jumped in the Uber. It said we were getting there at 11:30. And then it switched to 11:40. And I was like, oh. And I'm calling everyone. I'm calling mama. And they're like, you'll make it. Just like, the minute you get there, have a worker escort you. And I'm like, okay.
Well, like she's
what would happen if you just called Taylor up?
They're like, that'll work. And they're like, just ask them nicely. Be like, I'm going to miss my flight. Can I skip you? And I'm like, people don't care. Makes like, sense. Why do you
yeah, have a girl
care?
In a scarf running through the airport.
I need to get on the plane.
Good idea, mom.
So I'm like stressing the whole way through airport security. And I'm standing there and it was literally like 11:55 and I'm through airport security.
Oh, nice.
But she decides to pat me down. And she's like, I'm sorry, we have to wait for a supervisor. Oh, and this was the most intense pat down I've ever
gotten. This is when your bag got taken to the side, like in the TSA, or was this?
No, it was just me. I was patted down.
An extra pat down that had nothing to do with your...
It was nothing to do with my bag. It was have to do with me. Like, it showed like things on the screen, like by my arms.
I'm sure it did.
By your arms?
By my arms.
Armpits always go off.
Yeah, it was by my underarms.
I think it's moisture. Isn't it like?
I think it's partial.
It senses how nervous you are.
No, because the whole time in like the line while my back's going in, I'm literally like this. I'm like, I'm not gonna make it. And then I think they took that as like,
suspicious. Why is she so nervous?
Why is this little Muslim girl so nervous? No, but she literally like most vigor. Like usually they just do my scarf, but like it was like my whole leg. Like she's just going down so aggressively.
Oh, they karate chop up real hard,
real
too.
Harshly. And I'm like, I like
debit or credit.
And then I finally make it to. It's like 12:00 on the dot, and I run to the gate, and that's when I started like choking up as I'm talking to the people because. Gate's empty. They're gone. Yeah. It sets apart. And I'm like, this is my flight as like tears are coming down. And she's like, gate 31. And I was like,
oh, okay. Perfect.
And I'm like sobbing.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I'm like sobbing, dragging my suitcase down to gate 31. I'm crying in the whole line. Like I'm literally crying. Oh, my dad's crying. Yelling.
You're
me.
Crying right
no,
now.
No. These are laughing oh, okay. tears.
No, I'm happy. I promise.
No, mom and Bob are like, Bob's like giving me like, he's like, see, this is why I say on time is late. You were supposed to be there an hour before. He's like, this is your fault. This is your responsibility. You're an adult now. And I'm like,
like, you didn't okay. have to hear that. Yeah.
I'm like, I know this. Like, I know.
She calls me and I hear, I'm like, oh my God, Hadaya, you missed her. You know what's really funny? My mom, last time she was here, missed her flight.
Really? Oh my God. It's better leaving, I feel like, than going somewhere.
I was saying this though, for some reason, people are missing their flights more than ever lately. I feel it's such a popular thing now. Back then.
It's such a trendy thing.
Back then, you don't miss your flight. People did not miss their flights back then. Now it's so common.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, cause we're a lot, I don't want to say lazier, but like postpone and, you know,
and we're like procrastinating.
We procrastinate a lot. Like, so it's like, we know we can show up 45 minutes and be like kind of pushing it. You know what I mean? But our parents are the people that show up 2 hours early.
Yeah.
Like my mom will be there 2 hours. I'm like, why?
If we keep,
just in case,
if we keep this shit up, the planes are going to have to start having a word because if everybody procrastinates altogether, right. Then the pilot's gonna start procrastinating
because they're not gonna take off with an empty plane.
Absolutely not. That is a whole waste of money. That's a waste of money. Mm-hmm.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money.
First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you see the pilot lady that had the meltdown on the plane?
She was a pilot?
Yeah, she was a pilot and had like a full-blown meltdown. And then all the passengers started getting up. She like started like talking about her divorce. She walked into the aisles.
No way.
And started venting and rambling. And people started getting up. They're like, I don't feel safe with you being a pilot right
no.
now.
Wait, that's real?
Yes.
Was she having an episode?
I don't know what it was, but she like showed up in like normal clothes too. She wasn't even in like.
Oh, she was a pilot?
I wouldn't have got on that flight.
And everybody was like, I don't.
That's wild.
That's her?
Yeah.
Who's flying the plane?
The other, like, co-pilot.
Get off the airplane.
This is your captain speaking, okay. But never like this.
I'll stop, and we'll fly the airplane. Don't worry, I'm going to let my co-pilot fly it. He's a man. Okay?
It's a total meltdown. The pilot boarded in her street clothes and addressed the passengers over the intercom. Passenger Pam O'Neill couldn't believe
the breathe.
She said, "Let's take a vote."
No, wait. How she's not even in her uniform. She's wearing her
now with me street clothes. They just as said. I am, or would you prefer that I take 10 minutes to get changed into my cute little uniform? Then she started talking about her divorce and political candidates. And the minute she mentioned,
I wouldn't trust that. Like she's clearly,
she's manic.
Whoa. Enough, you're scaring me.
Another passenger randomly
got up
and gave a running commentary.
Crazy.
Whoa.
I'm shaking right now. The captain demonstrated.
Wow. That's shit that's been happening lately, it's like we're all on a really, really good show.
Truman Show.
Yeah. It's wild.
When I told Zane, he said, planes are like buses. There's another one coming.
I was making it feel better.
Yeah, it's true though. Like it is going to be okay, but it's so stressful, especially when you're by yourself.
Yeah,
it's so annoying.
And I think even Danielle said it. She was like, everything just hits you harder when you're at the airport. Like something that wouldn't normally make you cry, like is just gonna make you cry. Yeah.
And then I'm the same way. Like I'll be okay. I'll be getting like choked up, but I can hold it back. It's until I start talking to somebody. I lose if I have to ask for help, I'm going to start crying.
I was talking to the front desk to try to get me on another flight, and I was not stop crying. Like, they were just coming. Like, I'm, like, talking to her, and at first she was like, yeah, it's going to be a $75 charge, and then she's like, actually, I'm just not going to charge
you.
And I'm like, thank you so much. I'm just a girl. It's fine. And I was like, oh, my God. Because I was like, I did not have that.
How long was the wait until the next flight?
It was only an hour. Like the next one was leaving at 1:00, but then it got delayed.
I genuinely think they pulled some strings to get her on another flight. Because there's no way when you miss a flight, you're getting on one an hour later.
It does help crying.
Yeah. And the thing is, because remember when you were telling me like you were trying to pick the flight, there was one for 1:00. There was multiple flights leaving.
The one that I...
When you were looking at flights for that day, you gave me a bunch of different times. You were like, and they were like, close together.
Oh, okay. I take that back.
So, like, I think there were just flights. She knew she had options. There was just flights, but like, that flight was scary because like the minute we took up, they went like a big dip, and I like literally like.
I think the pilots have been having a little fun with their passengers lately. I'm not gonna lie.
Here we go. Ready?
Because these medicines are becoming stronger and stronger. They are lacing that shit with who knows God what. You know what I mean? These pilots are look what they're doing.
I had a divorce, okay, and I'm flying the plane.
Who feels comfortable with me in my street clothes?
If I was an actual pilot, I had my license. I knew how to fly planes. I'd be so bad at like. Not doing something or trying not to do something stupid every 5 seconds. I'd be walking in, I'd look at someone and be like, just little quirks that I would do. But like nobody would believe them, right? I would do it when like nobody's looking. I'm just like, and nobody would believe the person. And
the pilot just went, what?
Yeah, sir, we're gonna need you to. You're scaring all the passengers.
you look back. Oh my God.
I want to do the name game with Hadiah so bad.
Yeah.
What's that?
I wonder if she'll be able to do it.
She could keep up.
Do you want to explain it,
Judy? Judy, Judy, ba booty, banana, banana, ba booty,
V5 for foodie. Judy.
Okay, booty. So,
okay, say it's like, think, give me a celebrity.
Seth Green.
I don't even know who that is.
Doesn't matter. You don't need to. Oh, okay. So Seth Green, you take the last name and you rhyme it. So we're going to go Seth Green. Okay. Seth likes fast fashion. That's Seth Sheen.
Oh, that one.
Seth likes black and pinto. That's Seth Bean.
Seth is the head of his school board. That's Seth Dean.
Oh, like that. And you just, until you get one, you just say it.
Oh, okay. Seth been eating real healthy lately. That's Seth Lean.
Seth's been having some stomach pain. That's Seth Spleen. Oh.
Seth smells like fish. That's Seth Sardine.
I don't think I could do that.
I was about to say that I don't think that's Hadai's, like, Hadai won't be able to do that.
I don't think that.
She's like, that's not funny.
No, it's funny, and I think it's so impressive, like, you're doing it, but I can't do that.
And we just wanted to throw it out to show off. Like, it goes a little something like this.
I can make a cupcake with a butterfly that can fly away, but I can't do this.
We did last week. We did Hijazi.
I said,
here it goes.
What did I say? Oh, Zane's back's not feeling too good. That's Zane.
Cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy, because it rhymes with Hijazi.
It does.
Hijazi. Paralzi. I don't know. It sounded pretty good to me.
Paralzi.
Hijazi. Paralzi.
Pretty good to me.
Pretty good to me.
Wait.
Oh, I thought you were going to do
one. Oh, sweetheart, just do it in the seat. It actually soaks up your urine. It's an automated one.
The fabric's absorbent.
Take a fat dookie if you need to.
Ew.
Oh, God.
What would you like to eat that's not edible?
Oh, good question.
Or that you shouldn't eat.
I've always wanted to eat Play-Doh.
Play-Doh smells unreal. Or those little, the frosted bouncy balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
are like pink and green. Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Orbeez.
Orbeez.
Zane, what's something you've always wanted to eat that isn't edible?
What looks delicious, but you can't eat it.
Number two.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
The number two, it looks like that dessert at Bourbon Steak. Come on.
Stop. The homemade Snickers?
Ew.
I forget.
Okay. Oh no, what looks good that taste, what?
What? Like what's something that you would eat if you could?
But that's not edible.
Like I said, like Orbeez.
Like what looks delicious?
Tide Pods.
That's it, yeah.
Right. People do it.
Yeah.
They kind of, Tide Pods give off the same energy as the shark gummies.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And I think they did that on purpose.
Jordan's stomach's gone. You got excited for that.
You know
one.
What will kill you? You actually use them, those eye drops. Well, any eye drops that are used for redness, it has an ingredient in it. If you say you had like a whole thing of eye drops and you swallowed it, it'll kill you.
Oh no, we were at a party and somebody drank eye drops and they were like, do you remember that? Were you there?
No.
Somebody put eye drops, like a shit, like dumped the whole eye drops in like a drink or something as a joke. And somebody drank it and they were like,
I think it's also like a diuretic in like a couple drops.
It was something.
Yeah. But if you take the whole bottle, it'll kill you because this wife killed, she was a nurse and she poured it in her husband's drink.
Oh wow.
And it killed him.
And he drank the whole thing. He drank the whole thing.
He didn't know she did it. She tried to kill him.
It was done on purpose.
Yeah.
No. I know that. I'm saying, did he drink the whole thing or drank?
Yeah.
It killed him.
I thought you can't even like taste it. Is it that like?
They have no smell. They have no taste. They have no.
Oh, they have no taste.
Yeah, nothing.
Wait, that's but, like, crazy. Think about
it, the bottle's like this big. If you mix that's it not in, a like, lot. A cocktail,
because what you're saying about, they're like laxatives almost. Yeah. She said, she told when she was being interrogated, she claimed that he was putting a little bit in his drink to because he was constipated, so it was trying to help him. But they were like, but you're a nurse. Didn't you tell him like he shouldn't be doing that?
Mm.
And she like confessed.
You still go to jail though.
But people are now think like mothers are like, wow, I got to keep this away out of like kids' reach because kids will climb cabinets, like hide it from your kids.
Speaking of though, did you see the lady that her husband died.
Yes.
And she made this entire like kids book about the husband that died for like her son. And it was like this whole sad story. And then come to find out, she killed him by giving him a fatal amount of fentanyl.
So she profited off his death, but she planned the death.
But
she made a children's book about the dad passing away.
And it was supposed to like help kids whose like father passed away. Just found out that she murdered him.
Yeah.
Do you think her plan before killing him was, I'm going to make a book and this is how I need to do it?
I don't know. Look up, what was the book called?
You'll find it. Just type in wife kills husband writes book.
Yeah.
Wow.
God, good SEO.
I mean, kind of, look, fucked up, but kind of genius.
No, that is genius.
Because you'd be the last person to think that, you know, after making a book, you know what I mean? Because you loved them so much, you made a book.
Such a good cover up.
That is.
Like, wow, she loved him so much. Oh, but like going back and watching all the videos of her talking about it is insane.
Oh.
Are you with me? That's what
Whoa.
It is.
Whoa.
That's sick.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wow. I mean, even that cover, that looks like she loved him.
And it's like so him as cute. An angel up in the clouds.
Yeah.
And we, do we know why? Like any reason?
I don't know.
She killed him?
Bro, that's insane.
Yeah, that's wild.
How can you that sit there and sick. Write that knowing in the back of your mind that you...
That takes like a special kind of person.
How many
like,
people yeah, how like many people you think bought the book after it came out?
There's no way they kept that up.
Oh my.
The publisher's probably really like...
Told me I had glasses around my neck.
I liked it.
I thought it was a
style. I thought it was cool.
Oh no, I didn't mean to
It was cool.
And I was playing with it too the whole time. I was sitting there like...
It's gone.
Yeah, they removed it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty dark. You shouldn't have
especially for a children's book.
Yeah,
and she shouldn't be making that money.
Oh, you know, what's crazy is I bet the price of that book's going to go up on the secondhand market.
Oh, which is kind of 100%. Oh, my God. It's kind of
But imagine that was your mother. She killed your father and then wrote a book. And
yeah,
that, growing up,
that would ruin your life. That would literally like traumatize you. Like,
yeah,
he's my mom killed my dad just to make a book and make money off of it.
And guess what? He should write a book about that.
Like, my mother.
Right.
Yes, Zane.
Oh. Instead of, are you here? What's the book called?
Are you with me?
You with me?
Are you with me, Mom? Mm.
I'm not with you.
Are you alone. In jail? Are you guilty?
Oh, good.
Okay.
A book about my mother.
All right. A horror story.
A horror. What a terror.
Poor kid.
Wow, 15 to 30 fentanyl pills for $900.
Ooh. Oh, that's cheap.
Wow, what a deal.
You would know.
At least she went down saving money.
What a steal.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Oh my God, we were at Erewhon yesterday and we saw...
Oh, what'd you think of Erewhon, Miss Thang?
Yeah, it was... Like, the food was decent, but, like, definitely way too expensive.
Insane.
Definitely
a gallon of milk is $20.
Bro, the plate was $38.
For what?
Yeah, so what? I brought it to Erewhon to kind of, you know, I wanted to give her a little taste of it.
You took her to a grocery store?
No, it's like, it's a place where it's a popular place for people to go eat. Like, they have a hot buffet. I don't know. I just wanted to treat her. So she's eating the same and she's like, Zane, this was $30. I was like, I know. But like, I just feel like you needed to come here and like experience this and really see.
And she was like, I'm good with In-N-Out.
No, like, it's okay. Like, it was, at least it wasn't bad food for the price. Like, at least you're not paying for bad food. Like, at least it tastes good. And, like, it's obviously, like, probably healthier than, like, getting from somewhere
else.
But
it's
like,
actually, it's, just so it's actually very healthy. Like, it's so expensive. You got to think about, like, meal prep, because meal preps out here are pretty expensive, too. So if you, like, feel like you just want, like, a hot food that day, that's, like, a good place to go. But it's so fucking expensive.
At least it's, like, filling. Like, it's a good amount of, like, stuff.
Yeah, I just wish they had somewhere else like that that was cheaper, but like, you got hot food like that. Because the hot food they have is amazing. It's really good.
Whole Foods does it.
Do they?
Yeah, Whole Foods does. Mm-hmm. They have a good hot bar.
Yeah.
Wait, they have a hot bar like Air One?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Whole Foods, I didn't know
always
that.
Has
we actually, when we used to live in Porter Ranch, we would go to that Whole Foods out there by us so much.
They have a bar.
Like, full-blown bar with, like, TVs. Like, so, if you were at, like, a quarter deck or something.
Yeah.
Really?
It was just a cool concept, but right next to the hot bar.
Oh, you know who came with Whole Foods? Just Southern man. Traditional Southern
man. Baby, you
We have a bar for
you. You go push that cart around. I'm going to sit here and have me a beer real quick while you're shopping.
And you know what? Take the kids with you.
Because the kids aren't allowed to be at this bar. Oh, did you hear about the lady that, there was a law that was made 30 years ago, a law that was, that you could sue, it's something about you can make money off scam callers. Like if a scam caller calls you, you can like report it and like get money. Like it's almost like a miniature, like you're suing them.
Okay.
In a way. And nobody like really, when you get a scam caller, you kind of just like hang up or you just like block them. Yeah, it's
basically like they're taking your information and selling it, going, these are a list of numbers that are to these people. So they can sell your information and data to another company so they'll buy it,
exactly,
which is illegal.
So recently this lady, a 30-year-old law that like nobody really takes advantage of, this lady was able to make $15,000 in the last, like, what was it, 4 months or 5 months? For using that law to her advantage and suing all these scam callers. So most people would hate when they get scam callers, but she was, everyone that came in, she was boom, 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 collecting small checks and growing her empire of scammers. And that is the best way. Like when you're making money off scammers, it must feel good.
Yeah.
I'd be proud of every dollar I made if that's how I was making my money. Do you actually still get, I don't even get scam callers anymore. I never get
I think I do. I just never pick up.
Not scam callers. Sorry.
Spam?
Spam. I mean spam. Not scam. Have I been saying scam the whole time?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just a scam.
I get one maybe once every 4 months.
I get them like five times.
I never
get
scammed.
Yeah, really? I get them five
a
day. So often.
Start
really?
Check, baby.
The thing is, it's like the more you answer, the more they'll call.
Right.
So stop answering and you've like blocked them a few times, like you're going to get less and less.
I know. I just don't. It's so rare. I even answer some of them because I'm just like,
sometimes I'm bored. I'll say something. Like I'll make a joke and like answer.
My favorite videos are the ones where it's a security, where the guy hacks the spam caller and like is able to access like the webcam and you can see the whole office of people doing like these scams, like the scammers. These are the scammers that I'm talking about. And he's looking at them and he's talking on the phone and he was able to hack their system and like,
that's cool.
And play prank against them. It's awesome. I love those videos.
Some people are so good with technology.
I know. Like the guy with the package that like sets a package outside his home.
Oh yeah.
For people that like steal packages.
And then it blows up and like glitter bombs them.
Bro, and he has a camera all set in there ready to go. Oh,
so good.
So genius. I actually want to do that. I'm going to have one outside.
I don't think we've ever had a package stolen.
Never.
But don't your packages go over the gate?
Yeah.
They get it over past the gate? Yeah. How are they going to take it? It has to be like
sitting
out.
No, but like even before we lived here, I feel like I haven't really had like,
I'm
not inviting people. Still packages.
2 years ago, our packages we'd be missing packages all the time.
Serious question. Can you teach us how to make a croissant?
Oh, croissants are fun, yeah.
So I wanted to make one the other day and I looked up a recipe and I didn't realize how much work goes into it. And I got really,
dough is really hard.
I got so discouraged and I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll never learn.
It's actually not as like hard as they make it seem. It's just the steps, like the way they're written down seems confusing.
And they also said like the first three times you make it are going to be terrible. So I was like, well, I don't want to ruin it three times.
That was like the first time I made mine. It was perfect.
I mean, the thing is, it's not necessarily like you're going to mess it up. Like if you understand, it's really just the process of like literally putting a big block of like butter in the center of the dough. And you're constantly like rolling it out and folding it and rolling it out and folding it, which creates the layers of like puff pastry, like croissants, all like laminated doughs.
How much butter is in a croissant?
It's like... Okay, the thing is, like, it's big, but it's like, obviously it makes a whole batch of like as many as you're making. So it's like, it seems like.
Can we make some while you're here?
I'm down to do that. Yeah, that'd be fun.
We have a recipe. I also want her to make butter chicken.
Oh yeah.
Get all the ingredients from a real authentic Indian market.
We can't just let her be on vacation. We're like, work, no, no,
you are, he is working this week.
Some lemonade's out, huh?
Because she doesn't have a job right now. So like in my head, it's like, oh.
Cook. She probably misses cooking. You should probably cook for
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
No, I honestly haven't made the laminated dough since I was there. So I'm down to do that. That'll be fun.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Oh my God. We were at the Snapchat office. I about had a panic attack. We were at the Snapchat office and she was showing us, she was just like showing Hadiah.
Different, like,
can part you go of the Snapchat office?
Yes.
Hadiah. Get it, girl.
She was just showing Hadiah how to use it. Kind of like Snapchat school, showing how to use everything. And then, she has different people's pages connected to hers, right? Kind of like what have each other's connected to ours. And she goes to somebody's Snapchat thing and goes to the camera roll. And all of a sudden I see their camera roll. I'm like, and then she like goes to another page and immediately my heart's like, I was like, Brooke, are you able to see
their camera roll?
She's like, wait, what are you talking about? I was like, go back to the camera. And it's only the camera is only the snaps that they've posted publicly.
Okay, all right.
And I'm like, can he see my whole camera roll?
That's funny.
I'm like, this is not good.
What are you taking really pictures funny. Of?
No, it's just certain
you
things.
You just don't know. You're like,
you don't know what's on this phone. Like, I know there's nothing on this phone I need to worry That's about, funny. But like,
you never know.
The minute it's in your hand.
Right.
I
you're like, what is he gonna find?
I just don't know. I hate these things. I fucking hate these things. I hate these phones. I hate technology. I think we need to get rid of it. Blow it all up. I want to go back to when beepers were the peakest of peakest.
I want to go back to when beepers was the peakest. Yeah.
I remember my dad would check his beeper, and I'm like, "Did mommy?" It was just such a
And
it was a vibe.
And it wasn't like an urgent thing. It was just like, hey, yo, I want to chat.
Yeah.
Like, get to me when you get a chance. Yeah.
Beepers need to come back, Beepers need to come back because, like, we all have a beepers, like, dinner tonight. And it's, like, this cool thing that we can, like, see. But that's for important messages. That's, like, that you're not, like, backing out of whatever you just beeped. Yeah. You know, you put whatever's in that beeper. You can't take that shit back.
And we'd get a lot more done throughout the day.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, it feels really cool talking to Jordan on the ham radio. Like, it feels...
Do you still talk, like, every day?
It just feels so cool. Not every day. We use it for, like, games and shit or whatever. But, just using it is just... It just feels really cool.
I thought you were about to say, no, we just use it when we do, like, our airsoft, you know, at the, back of the compound. But, you know... What do you call, like, where you guys shoot each other and shit?
Field? You mean the battlefield?
The battlefield. No, what's that like? What do you call that area?
War zone.
A map is. No, it's not exactly what I was looking for, but yeah, I guess map.
Cartography. An arena.
Arena.
Wait, do you search airsoft maps or like
airsoft field near me?
Airsoft field. Okay, so it's airsoft field. Right. I was trying to get like the technical term.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I want to open a business where it's like something near me.
I just saw somebody on TikTok say, here's a $1 billion idea.
No.
And he was like, here's a $1 billion idea for anybody that wants it. Restaurant near me, coffee near me. And we'd talked about that.
How many years have we been saying that? We said food near me.
Yeah. You know, I'm not even taking your side at this point. Because if you had that idea stuck with you for the past year and a half, why did you fucking at least go to the website where you can trademark it? It costs like $10 to trademark something like that. Why didn't you do it?
Because I didn't know that. Until now.
Yes, you do know. Heath, you know that.
If you come up with a good idea, like,
you should have done it for her.
Like 5 years
you should have done it for her, and you didn't. And now a guy made a TikTok. Here's $1 billion.
And I saw my umbrella invention.
What's the umbrella?
The umbrella that holds itself, that you don't have to like hold. You like strap it on.
Oh, I've seen that.
Shit. Sorry, bud.
Mariah, why?
Sorry.
I still want somebody to create a massage chair, but scratching.
Yes, I like back scratching more than massages.
Me too.
Personally.
So just like sharpen up the
I think I like I think I like back scratches nails. Because I can never scratch myself.
I think it should and be it like nails. Feel,
it should be like nails. Nails. And I can't stand
the little arm.
Yeah, the arm it. One it's because you're still you're doing the work.
But here's the thing. I want to
sit there.
I genuinely
Jordan, go to that picture. Jordan, move over. No! There's no, that's
fake. Oh my God, and to do it, you pedal it. Zane, you pedal it like this to get the feet to go.
I don't understand why you have to work for the scratching. Why do you have to work for it?
Nothing's free in life.
Look at the chair.
Well, right, that's a prototype. It's,
oh my God. Zane from Jerry Diddy.
That's so funny.
Jerry Duties was better.
It was much more technical on Jury Duty.
That is funny.
How are you guys liking the show, by the way?
Did you finish it?
So we're four episodes in. It's great.
Oh, you're four? Okay, yeah. Now are you starting to fall in love with everybody? Yeah. Like, you don't want, like, it's
yeah,
like,
we have favorites. We have favorite characters. I like the lady that keeps falling asleep. Because she's so good. I forget that they're acting.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not real.
I really like the girl that has, like, a different eye.
Jesse.
Oh, with the names.
Yeah, I remember her. Really she was so funny.
No. I don't remember any of their names.
Me neither.
Yeah. Except for James Marsden.
Watch Jury Duty. It's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
And very good. My favorite is the redheaded kid.
Yes, yeah. He's so funny.
Is his name Tim?
So
Tim.
Good.
Yeah. Tim, right?
Yeah, the weird one is Tim.
He is so funny.
He's goofy.
So funny.
Oh my, I
it's done really well.
I can't wait for you to watch the second to last and the last episode.
I know.
I'm excited for the last episode.
Guys, I've never sat there and like, I almost wanted to tear up and it wasn't even that sad. It was just like
cute and emotional. Like,
oh, all right.
I wonder if they'll be able to duplicate it and do like a season two or everybody
can't duplicate that.
Right.
But in my head after it ended, I was like, they have got to have ready made maybe three or four of these because once this is out, you can't make any more.
Yeah,
like it's
people
impossible.
Are gonna know.
So why not make four? But the thing is that you have to, in order to make a second season, you have to make sure the first one does well, right? People have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Someone came up with an idea for a show and it was good, but you really can only do it once. They said a dating show, but for cheaters, like people that have cheated on their significant others continuously, they go on this dating show. They tell you that you're going to win like $50,000. And then you get to the end and they're like, how's it feel to be cheated? You're not getting anything. And it's
pretty
good.
Bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's
but
good,
like,
pretty bad.
Yeah, but everyone's like, you can only do that once. But you would think in Practical Jokers, you can only do one season, but they kept going.
I know.
You just think of different ways to spin it. Like maybe it'll be the same concept, but not Jury Duty. Maybe they'll do something else.
Right.
The guy that they had is so, just so normal.
They picked a good person.
So good.
Like, how did they know he was going to be, like, perfect for it?
You right. Know yeah. I wonder how many, like, tries
maybe they,
it
maybe
took.
They show why they picked him. I don't know.
I don't want to, like, say
okay, okay.
I don't think
yeah.
they did.
But it's crazy. Like, it's so awesome. That show, like, is just so fucking cool because everyone's acting. But if you think about it, he's not only the main guy of the show, but he's also an actor himself. Like, he's on a show with actors acting as himself.
This could go on his IMDb.
That's what I'm saying. People are booking him on Cameo. They're like, oh my God, we love you on Jury Duty.
Really?
Like, dude, you're an actor on a show. It's so cool.
And he didn't even have to try.
Didn't even have to.
Overnight sensation.
Hey, didn't even know he was acting.
Didn't even know. And that's how you do it.
The character, the girl in the back with her eyes closed.
Yeah.
She is something
else. She's so funny.
Else. She is
so
something
funny.
Else. Just that, like, trying to be on top, just trying to
it's
be
so
appreciated. It's so good.
They casted good. Them perfectly.
No, yeah.
Wow, beautifully casted. I love them. I love all of them. I want all their autographs.
Oh, Jordan. Jordan would have been perfect on this.
Oh, my Jordan. Would you have been able to do it like well, he's not an actor though.
Well, I also think a lot of it is it's improv because they have to improv
yes.
off of that main guy and yeah. he doesn't know that he's in the show. So how did they know he was going to interact with that celebrity mm-hmm. and become buddy buddy with him? They have to feed off of him. So it's not really scripted. I bet they like give them like, this is your character's background. This is what you come from, whatever. Just run with it.
I can't wait for you to watch the last episode.
Yeah,
I want like what you're saying right now is exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause you did tell us, we did say like, we really liked it, but we want to know more about everybody's like background, how they picked them. And you said, wait till the last episode. So
yeah,
I'm excited
just wait.
For that.
Okay. What's another show that they can make that's just like this?
It'd be the same show, but a different environment.
Yeah. That's like Jury Duty.
It would have to be like hiring for a job. Like you'd be working with people.
Yeah, like working in an office or something like that. But yeah.
But what makes this is the fact that it was like sequestered.
Yeah, like you're stuck there.
Stuck with each other for a week.
Stuck. Like if they went to go home, they could easily like search shit. And it's the fact that they have no phone and they're stuck right there for a week.
They're gonna have another season for sure.
Oh, like a mission trip.
Buildings that would be really funny.
They spend like weeks together. They sleep in the same rooms. They bunk with each other. Could be good.
It's pretty good.
Mission trip.
Wait, should we
start it?
Get our brains together. Zane doesn't want to miss another opportunity.
Zane, the show is called The Mission.
Oh my gosh.
Missionary.
Mission trip. Just mission trip. Jury duty, season one. Mission trip. Season two.
Okay.
Mariah.
Season two of Mission Trip.
Hit them up right now and say, hey, look, I don't want any money, but let me be a part of it.
There's a game that is on TikTok and it took me so long to figure out how the hell they're doing it. And I figured out how they're doing it, but it's still hard. Okay. So I'm gonna think of
Caw. Okay.
So I'm thinking of a rating 1 to 10. Now you guys give me categories. Say you're like colors.
Okay.
I'm thinking of this rating, like rating 1 to 10. 1 is bad, 10 is the best. You say car. If my number in my head is like 10, I would be like Lamborghini.
God. Oh, okay.
And you keep asking me categories and I'm thinking of an answer for that rating. And then at the end, you guys say, I think the number is 5.
Love that.
Do you want me to start with the number or does somebody want to start?
I think you should.
Damn, that's hard. Okay.
I feel like because you know more than us how to play.
Okay.
It's a hard position.
I'll do the number. I'll do the number. Right. You guys ask.
So think of your number.
Okay.
I swear it just hit me. I feel like I know your number.
I know, me too. Is it 7? Is it 7?
Oh my god!
I felt it. No, Zane, I feel like I saw a car go like this, and I was like, it's 7.
Wait, that's wild.
I feel it right now.
Me too. Like I'm dizzy.
Okay, let me pick another number. That was
Heath. I swear to God, I swear to Allah that shit hit me in my chest.
No, I felt
dude.
It. Weird. I saw 7.
And I fucking
Who's
hate
your
that.
Soulmate?
No.
I hate that Mariah. I'm sorry. I hate that Mariah said it first because I just wanted.
No, Zane, when you make that reaction, it's true. You're good.
Okay.
All right. So
I believe in God now.
Okay.
So we got that one. Next.
All right. Let me do it again.
All right.
Oof. Oh, okay. That was a little too much. Jared, cut the end of that. That was a little
okay.
too much.
He has his number. I know what it is again.
I feel like I do too.
There's no way. All right, you both say it at the same time right now, and if it's it, I'm going to walk out of the room.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. 3.
No. Okay, but that's weird, you guys both.
Okay. Food?
Okay. I'm getting it. Meatball Parmesan hoagie.
Oh my gosh.
Car.
Audi R8.
I know the number.
Okay, I do too. Okay.
Let me give you a category.
Okay. I do too.
Clothing brand.
Buck Mason.
Okay.
What is that?
I think I know it.
Let's do one more. Let's do one more because I think I have it too.
Okay. Ready? Your Zane goes first. Hedaya Mariah.
8.
6.
9.
Ooh, Zane. My man.
Because in my head, he.
Because in my head, he.
You got your number? Fruit.
Banana.
It's so subjective.
Shit.
Fucking hate bananas.
Dessert.
Good.
Pastry chef can't think of a dessert.
There's one.
Literally. Cake.
A meal that your mom and dad cook.
Ooh. That's cheating.
It's like, that's not cheating.
If it's buttered chicken, we know where it's going. Right.
I'm not Zane.
Yeah.
It's buttered chicken, Zane's
that's
favorite.
That's my favorite meal, not Hedaya's.
Yeah, Zane's going to know because I'm going to say it's in Arabic. So it's like molokhiye. Do you remember what that was?
Okay.
So you guys all answered.
Can you explain to me what that
okay,
is?
Okay, so it's like spinach and it's like a stew. So it's spinach and chicken.
I would love that.
It's
okay. Like
really good.
I think I have my rating.
I think we need one more. Let's do...
Movie. Or no, you know what? TV show.
Good.
Okay, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I don't know why that popped in.
7.
7.
5.
No, it was 2. I don't like bananas so much. But it's not the worst cake. Fruit, but like, I gotta eat it. I don't like molokhiya like at all. If I said bamia, I knew you would have thought like way too low. But like,
wow.
Bamia is my worst. Like,
I thought five because everything you picked is hit or miss with people. Like bananas are love and hate. Cake, love
I feel like cake is like also like basic. So that's why I said in like dessert, like that would not be like ranking to me right. Like as like a top tier dessert, like 10. Cake
Always
is
Sunny is a great show,
oh,
but
I don't like
a
it.
Lot of people don't watch it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Zay, you threw me off when you were like, ooh, that shit's good.
It is good. I don't right. know.
That's why I looked and
but
I was like,
she also
does
doesn't like her
like.
Fucking veggies and I forgot about that. Okay.
I'll eat it.
All right.
Like, all right.
I'm going to try to think like population, not me.
Okay.
I got it.
Pastas.
Oh, good.
That is good.
Ooh.
That was for Heath.
Got her stuck. her brain is.
Elbow.
Makeup brand.
She is.
You are either going to get a job or lose a job.
Bitch is about, it's a corn tort.
These are good categories. I'll tell you that right now. Morphe.
Cheese.
Oh, gotcha, bitch.
I'll go. I'm about to start crying.
Blue cheese.
Okay.
Okay. I got my number.
I think I have my number too.
I have my number, I think.
Five.
Two.
Five. I was
three.
Oh, ooh, I was
close. Okay.
Feel it. Take your time.
Zane's counting.
Okay.
Greedy bitch.
Type of shoe. Not brand. Type of shoe.
So style shoe.
Wait, we mean type of shoe.
A sneaker, a heel.
A boot.
A slipper. Oh,
shoe.
Okay. Flip flops.
Wait, you go.
Okay. Chocolate.
Wait, a type of chocolate? There's not really
like
a lot
brands.
Of type of chocolates. What?
Like different type of
Hershey,
brands.
Reese's.
Like Twix,
candy.
Snickers.
Oh,
like
or,
candy.
Or chocolate candy. Chocolate
yeah, like
candy.
Chocolate.
I ain't gonna say mounds.
He was like milk, dark. Why? He's like, what do you want?
Regular M&Ms.
Regular.
Can I change it?
No. Female celebrity.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very good. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jesus. Okay, I think we're good.
You're good, really? Oh my God.
I'm
wow.
not. I think
I'm
so.
Not. Jennifer Lawrence threw me off because he said flip flops and freaking M&Ms. All right,
I think,
so I'm like,
I think I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Four.
Four.
Five.
Oh. Five. Regular M&Ms and flip flops?
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Lawrence is all five.
Flip flops are one.
That's a one. Like I was
slides
like,
are a five.
M&Ms, flip flops, and Jennifer Lawrence. I don't love them, but I don't hate them.
That's good. Five.
Oh, five.
I have flip flops at the house. I don't love them.
But I don't hate them
because they're very good.
It's a time and a place.
Yeah.
M&M's, time and a place.
M&M's, that's not the first candy I grab ever. But if it's just sitting in the jar, I'm going to grab some.
And also you can't stop.
Exactly.
You don't need to start, but you also can't stop.
If I said peanut M&M's, y'all bitches would have been like 7-8.
Right. Yeah, of course.
7 or 8.
Yeah. And if you said slides, peanut M&M's, and
J-Lo.
You're getting up there.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
9.
And if you would have said the crispy
M&M's.
Ooh, oh my fucking God. 11.
Yeah, that would have been an easy peasy.
I don't know how to close it.
We can close it like a book.
One page at a time.
The end. First page, chapter one, Kremota Coffee.
Make sure to go to Kremota.com to get your coffee. We have matcha. We've got bagged coffee. We got K-cups. We got espresso, whole or ground. And that's going to be available at Kremota.com.
Chapter two. Patreon.
Of course, you could check out all our bonus episodes, and we leave the cameras running after every episode. We leave it on for like 15, 20 minutes, and that's a whole nother bonus episode every week that you're going to get at patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Not only that, but you're going to get live Q&As. You're going to get everything that we've ever recorded on the bonus episodes and all that. It's all in the archive on
a
Patreon.
High or a drunk episode
exactly.
Every month bonus.
And you get all of that for $5 a month.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. Mm-hmm. Chapter three. Listen to this podcast anywhere you want, Spotify, Apple, however you listen. And that's every single Monday. Every Tuesday, you could find this on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath if you want to watch the video.
Very good.
If anybody in the Brooklyn area wants a private chef, chapter four.
And if you allow her to film, that would be very nice too. Because she needs to make income somehow.
I think that was it.
Yeah. Chapter five.
The end.
Finale.
Chapter 5, the unwind is about to happen. And chapter 6, yeah. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.